Olivia, may I speak with you for a minute?
Sure, Principal Vogler.
Are you in Mrs. Meltzner's third period English literature class?
Yes, sir.
I was walking by there today and it seemed, pretty chaotic. And I received several anonymous notes indicating that all is not well. I trust your opinion, Olivia. Is Mrs. Meltzner doing okay?
It might be a struggle for her taking over for Mrs. Gomez, in the middle of the year.
Uh-huh. Possibly. Would you say everything is functioning as it should?
Functioning? That's hard to say. See, she was late one day because of something to do with her car.
Uh-huh.
And there was this thing about her chair getting stuck that just really threw me off of an oral report I was about to give. I lost a grade because of that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And frogs? She talked about dissecting some frogs.
In a literature class?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I put it all together like that, it does sound a little weird, huh?
I may need to come and see for myself. Thank you, Olivia.
You're welcome, Mr. Vogler. Valerie, what have you gotten me into?
Well, I found the source of the odor in your briefcase. Somebody put Brussels sprouts in the interior pocket. Care to add them to the salad you're making?
Oh, no, thanks.
I was a jest.
Sorry. I don't feel like joking today, Eugene. Hmm. Mr. Vogler visited my classroom after school today.
Oh, the principal?
Apparently, there have been some complaints about my third period class.
From students, parents, whom?
He didn't say, but he mentioned he's noticed that it has been chaotic at times, so he's going to observe the class tomorrow.
Oh, well, no doubt he'll see what a fine job you've been doing. You aren't nervous, are you?
I am, actually. It's unnerving to be monitored by a superior.
Valerie and Jay are in that class, aren't they?
That's right. Why?
Only that they're an incendiary combination in terms of their personalities. They influence each other in all the wrong ways.
I understand their behavior, but there are other kids, like Olivia Parker, who have surprised me.
Olivia? You don't think she's stirring things up, do you?
Sometimes I wonder, but I want to believe the best about her.
Well, I'm certain things will calm down, my little Brussels sprout.
Oh, no. Keep trying. And so Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, had an important place in American history, demonstrating how a story could capture the imaginations of its readers and stir their hearts against the cruelty of slavery. In fact, when Abraham Lincoln met Harriet Beecher Stowe, he is quoted as saying, "So you are the little woman who wrote the book that started this great war."
Excuse me, Mrs. Meltzner. May I interrupt for a moment?
Of course, Principal Vogler, please.
Thank you. Students, I hope you know how fortunate you are to have a teacher like Mrs. Meltzner. Substitute or otherwise, she's one of the most knowledgeable and engaging teachers I have ever heard. Mrs. Meltzner, even I learned some new things today.
Thank you, Mr. Vogler.
Now, I know there have been some rumblings and complaints from some of you in this class, but clearly your concerns are unfounded. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to get back to my office. Mrs. Meltzner, it's been a pleasure.
For Monday, please read chapter 22 in your text and start thinking about which fictional hero you want to write about for your next report. Okay, that's all. Have a good weekend. Olivia, may I see you for a minute?
Me? Yes, Mrs. Meltzner?
I have something for you.
What is it?
This. It's a packet of information for the Campbell County Speech Competition this summer. I've filled out your recommendation already, and here are some recordings of a couple of your presentations you can send in if you're interested in competing.
But, well, why?
You're talented, Olivia. I suppose that's why I pushed you so hard in your presentations. You have an incredible amount of potential to be an excellent public speaker. But you can't rest on your laurels when you're given a talent like that. You need to strive all the more to be the best you can.
You really think I could win?
I know you could, if you want to put the effort into it. I wanted to send it in for you as a surprise, but I'm going to have to let you finish it up. You need one more video of a speech for the application. And make sure you get all your facts correct.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. I believe you'll do very well in the competition.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Hi.
Is drama practice over?
Yes, Mr. Vogler. I am so excited about the performance next week.
Well, that's great. I can't wait to see it myself. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Oh, by the way, you can be looking forward to a new literature teacher on Monday.
Wait, what? What about Mrs. Meltzner? You just said she was doing a great job.
Yes, I thought she was. But your class apparently didn't. I showed her the petition.
What petition?
The one stating that the class doesn't feel Mrs. Meltzner is a capable teacher.
Wow. I never knew there was a petition circling.
Really? Well, that's strange, because you signed it.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Well, I have it right here. I have to say that the whole thing is unusual. And I only showed her the petition so she could address any issues. But she gave her resignation right then and there. She was adamant that there was no point in continuing to teach if her students didn't believe they were learning anything. Here, Olivia. Do you recognize this?
Well, I mean, that's my signature, but... Oh, that's what Valerie had me sign.
As the principal, I have to take these things very seriously and investigate every complaint. It's unfortunate. You would have learned a lot from her.